It is time for the Rural Intelligence Report on Robinhood Radio, ruralintelligence.com, the one-stop to go to find out what's going on, what's been going on, and what's coming up in our area. And it's at this time of day where we always welcome in Mark Williams. Mark, nice to speak to you again today.
And a very good morning to you, Marshall. It's lovely to be back. And my gosh, we're already into December. And it's busy, busy, busy.
All right. So now we will start things off with a question for you. All right. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
What do Tivoli and Salisbury, Connecticut have in common?
Well, I actually know the answer to this one. This is a really two very interesting book readings are coming up in the area. One, as you say, is upstairs at Murray's in Tivoli on Wednesday, December the 5th. And then on Thursday, December the 6th in Salisbury at the White Hart Inn at 6 o'clock in the evening, they're having the same talk, and it sounds absolutely fascinating. First of all, it's and also, by the way, they're two tremendous fundraisers, and I think you'll be very supportive of them. So the talk is given by the author Susan Orlean. She's going to be talking about her new book, which sounds absolutely fascinating, but. Let me give you a bit of background. So she is talking at, upstairs at Murray's and then is at the Salisbury, at Salisbury in the White Hart Inn, and raising money for the Tivoli Free Library. But in fact, actually, the Tivoli Free Library has requested that the donation from this event actually will go to support the rebuilding efforts for the Pleasant Valley Library, which has had problems. And of course, at the White Hart Inn, it's a fundraiser for the Scoville Memorial Library. So what's going on here? Well, I'll give you a bit of background. Susan Orlean is really a lovely national treasure. The Washington Post is really christened her that one way or another. And I think a lot of people will have heard of her because she is a tremendous best-selling author. I think she's best known for The Orchid Thief, but also she's the author of Rin Tin Tin. Now, her latest book is called The Library Book. And so it's appropriate that she's donating the proceeds from her book readings to local libraries. And it absolutely sounds fascinating and a great Christmas or gift buy. So this book reopens the sort of unsolved mystery of the most catastrophic library fire in American history. And also, by the way, apparently is a bit of a love letter to libraries generally. Anyway, I didn't know this, but apparently in 29th of April, no less, in 1986, the Los Angeles Public Library burnt to the ground. It was an absolutely disastrous fire. It reached 2,000 degrees. It burned for 7 hours. By the time it was extinguished, over 400,000 books had been destroyed and 700,000 more had been damaged. Obviously, investigators descended on the scene to really try and work out why, how it occurred and whatever it is. But apparently, even now, 30 years later, the mystery still remains. Was it purposely set on fire or was it an accident or what caused it? Anyway, what Susan has done is investigate it, write an absolutely fascinating sounding book on it. And so this is an opportunity to go and hear her and find out more about it. So let me repeat the time. So it's on Wednesday, December the 5th, upstairs at Murray's in Tivoli. That starts at 6 o'clock. And then she's going further south down to Salisbury on December the 6th. That's Thursday, December the 6th, at the White Hart Inn at 6 o'clock in the evening. And I suspect that it's going to be a fascinating read in its own right, but a great holiday gift as well.
All right, from Tivoli and Salisbury, let's head over to Poughkeepsie, New York, at the Bardavon.
Well, we have to have some of those traditional, wonderful things. So the Bardavon is welcoming back the New Paltz Ballet Theatre, where they will be performing the Nutcracker. They're back for their 21st season at the Bardavon. It's, it is the classic holiday event. And so many dancers, and I know a lot of dancers, Always say, well, the first dance they ever saw was at Christmas and was the Nutcracker, and it was so magical that that's what really led them to want to go and be a dancer. So it's many of the dancers, by the way, are from the New York City Ballet. So they are, it's a really tremendous cast, one way and another. So that's the Nutcracker at Bardavan. It starts on Thursday, December the 6th, but it does run through the weekend as well to Sunday. So go online and check out the website for times and details.
Well, Stockbridge, Massachusetts will be our next destination for some herbal gift making.
Yeah, well, we live near Tyringham, and there's a wonderful, wonderful little farm in Tyringham called the Woven Roots Farm. It's a tiny valley, and this is a tiny farm, but it's absolutely beautifully maintained and looked after. And I noticed that on Thursday, December the 6th, at 6 o'clock in the evening, the Berkshire Botanical Gardens is having a class called, as you say, Herbal Gift Making. And it is with the local farmer and herbalist, Jen Salinetti, who of Woven Roots Farm in Tyringham. And so it's an opportunity to learn how to make and then take home some really wonderful holiday gifts. She introduces all sorts of different teas that you can make, blends, sachets of herbs, air fresheners, bath salts, and some sugar scrubs as well. So if you're looking to make some gifts as opposed to buy them, this is a really wonderful opportunity to do it with a person who really is a lovely local farmer who really knows her stuff. So that's great. That's Berkshire Botanical Garden. It's Thursday, December the 6th, 6 o'clock in the evening.
Let's move on to Goshen, Connecticut, because once again, he's putting together a nice holiday gift for yourself.
Yeah, well, I have a funny feeling that we might meet up there, Marshall. Because Sunset Meadow Vineyards is having this event called Build a Gift Basket at Sunset Meadow Vineyards. And basically, the idea is as simple as this. You go over to the vineyards, you pick out one of the baskets that they have in the store, and you start to fill it up with various wines and other items from the gift shop to make a big gift basket, which you can give out to people. And they help you put it together and organize it. And by the way, whilst you're doing that, you'll get to enjoy a whole series of appetizers, and they have wines and raffle prizes as well. So it's an opportunity to create, as you say, a holiday gift as well. But this one includes a little more alcohol and tea, which is just up my street.
Right. Now we've got another book reading coming up, this in Hudson, New York.
Yeah, I had to put this one because it sounded so interesting. So it's a book reading at Time and Space Limited in Hudson by Nell Painter, who and she's just published a new book called Old in Art School. Now, Nell Painter is a really celebrated historian. She was at Princeton University and she retired in her 60s, and everyone thought it was for a quiet retirement. In fact, she returned to school. She went back to art school, and she then she earned a BFA and an MFA in painting, and has subsequently written this book, which is called Old in Art School, because she was an older student in art school. It talks all about finding meaning in the artists she loves, how she comes to understand how a lot of the artists might be undervalued. And it really is a really fascinating approach to her pursuit on art and how important art is in our lives. So the book was released earlier this year. It was in Opera Magazine's top books of the summer, and because it came out in the summer, and then also BuzzFeed's put it in one of their list of exciting new books to add for the summer reading. Well, I think this may be a great opportunity to add it to your winter reading list as well. So that's at Time and Space Limited in Hudson at 7 o'clock in the evening on Friday, December the 7th.
All right, we move from Time and Space Limited, and we move on now to go to the Hodge Memorial Library in Roxbury.
Yep, very, very successful event a few months ago, and they are following it up again. The Hodge Memorial Library has these pop-up pubs in the library, and it sounds like a great idea because it's a chance to go along In this particular case, they're having a whole selection of beers from the Black Hog Brewing. But there's also wine and non-alcoholic beverages as well. It's an opportunity to meet friends, support the library, spend some money in the Friends of Library bookstore, which is called The Next Chapter. That will be open for business as well. And the lovely thing is the proceeds all benefit the library's children's programming and summer reading program. So that's down in Roxbury at the Hodge Memorial Library, Friday, December the 7th, starting at 6 o'clock in the evening.
Over to Hyde Park, New York on December 7th from 6 till 9.
Yeah, another great, lovely holiday gala. This one is the Stattsburg State's Historic Sites Mills Mansion. Mills Mansion, I don't know as well as some of the other ones, and therefore I think it's a great opportunity to get down to Hyde Park and check it out. They're having a big gala evening, which they're calling a Gilded Christmas, and they're having all sorts of cocktails, hors d'oeuvres, music, and merriment. And that starts at 6 o'clock on Friday, December the 7th, at the Mills Mansion in Stattsburg.
Off to Pittsville we go for the Shire City Sanctuary Holiday Shindy.
Yes, this has become a really popular event over the last 12 years, or this actually over the last 11 years. This is their 12th year. If you're looking for gifts, you definitely want to get sorted out because Shire City Sanctuary has a whole lot of local woodworkers, toy makers, printers, jewelers, ceramicists, apothecaries, clothing designers, farmers, and more, and they're all set up for the weekend, Saturday, December the 8th, and Sunday, December the 9th, in Pittsfield at the Shire City Sanctuary. Yeah, so definitely get over there if you're looking for gifts.
Now, this is an interesting one, the Vinegar Festival.
This is a brilliant story that we wrote about in Rural Intelligence this week. Rural Intelligence had a couple of really fascinating stories, and this one I just loved. So on Saturday, December the 8th and Sunday, December the 9th, over in LaGrangeville at the Our Lady of Resurrection Monastery, they are having a vinegar festival and sale. And it is just absolutely fascinating. I knew nothing about it. So it's the 18th annual Christmas Vinegar Festival. It features 10 different varieties of organic artisanal vinegars, including red wine, rosé, white wine, cherries, raspberries, apricots. And on top of that will be a whole series of other things for sale, including holiday cards and even homemade beer. And on top of all of that, they are also featuring the books, 9 best-selling cookbooks that brother Victor Antoine de Avila La Tourette has written over the years. And the story is, like, frankly amazing. First of all, the monastery itself. Apparently, it was founded 40 years ago by monks who came over from the French Pyrenees. There's one of them that is still living, and that's brother Victor Antoine himself. And he has been making these organic vinegars, which are based on a monastic recipe from the Middle Ages. He's been doing this for 20 years or more. The amazing thing is that the starter, which you need apparently to make vinegar, was actually brought over from France. So it's got this amazing sort of history from, you know, centuries. The vinegars are made with local wines and fruits and herbs. They need to be, after being made, they need to stay in a dark cellar for usually between 8 to 12 months. He himself sounds absolutely fascinating. He's written a number of recipe books, including 12 months of monastery soups, which has sold over 2 million copies and been translated into 5 languages. So there's an opportunity, if you like soups, there's an opportunity to get some wonderful soups as well or wonderful books on how to make some wonderful soups. So it's absolutely fascinating. It's at the monastery itself, Our Lady of the Resurrection Monastery. It starts at 10 o'clock in the morning and goes till 5 o'clock both days. That's down in La Grangeville. And you can read all about it in Rural Intelligence if you go to our website today. So that will be really fascinating and a great opportunity.
We'll go from vinegar soups and we'll go to Yuletide tea.
Yeah, Wildenstein does these things so well. And this every year they have these annual festival events. And this one features all sorts of teas and sandwiches and homemade cakes and cookies at Wildenstein. And it's on Saturday, December the 8th. It starts at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Now, I will tell you this. This is a really popular event. And so you do need to make a reservation in advance because it gets absolutely sold out. And the reason it gets sold out is not because you can go and get sandwiches and homemade cakes and cookies, although that's nice at Wildenstein. But the Wildenstein is beautifully decorated for the Christmas holidays, and so you get a tour of the house and the decoration. So it is really worthwhile. So that's Saturday, December the 8th, down in Rhinebeck at Wildenstein. It starts at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, but do go online and do make a reservation because it will. The seating is limited, and it fills up very quickly.
Well, we are zigzagging all over the place here, but we'll go from Wildenstein over to the Stair Galleries.
Yeah, now, this is fascinating. I went in and we met with the Stair Galleries team recently, and we've talked about Stair Galleries and how their auctions are really successful in the Hudson area and have been really growing over the years. I hadn't realized that they have become somewhat well-known for their work in the modern and contemporary fine arts section. And they have two or three really big modern and contemporary fine art auctions each year. And on Saturday, December the 8th, starting at 11 o'clock in the morning, is one of their latest. This is particularly fascinating because they're selling the works in the collections of two people. There's Elaine Whiteson, who apparently was a collector and a dealer in these modern works. And then there was an Egyptologist, William Kelly Simpson, and his collection is up for sale. And the highlights of this work include the works from William de Kooning, Jesus Rafael Soto, and Robert Rauschenberg, Tom Wesselman. There's also a big photography section as well. So so if you are interested in modern and contemporary fine art and you want to learn more, you can always go and see the what's going to be sold beforehand. But maybe even you can pick something up at a reasonable price. So that's Saturday, December the 8th, Stair Galleries in Hudson, and it starts at 11 o'clock in the morning.
Also on December the 8th, let's go to a tea talk in Lenox.
You get these little fascinating talks and you think, oh my gosh, I never knew that was the case, or how fascinating. And Benford Hall on Saturday afternoon at 3:30, that's in Lenox, 3:30 in the afternoon, they're having this talk from Dennis Pickard, and it's about ice harvesting in New England. And apparently for the last more than 20 years, he's been going to museums and environmental educational centers and places, talking about this amazing historic natural ice industry that was very important in New England, how ice was harvested, how it was stored, how it was kept, how it was transported. And of course, before modern refrigeration techniques, that was an incredibly large business. Talk about technology destroying an entire industry. Amazing. His presentation is at 3:30 in the afternoon. Sounds absolutely fascinating. It will be followed by, they do these great Victorian teas as well. So on Saturday, December the 8th, if you get a chance, go over to Ventford Hall starting at 3:30 in the afternoon.
All right. We are going to go now to Chatham, New York.
Yes, well, I'm always looking for, this time of year, looking for Christmas presents for my wife, and this looks like a great Christmas present. The Chatham Bookstore is having a talk and presentation from Catherine Snyder, who is presenting her new book, which is called Birding the Hudson Valley. It's a guide to our local birds and bird watching. It's a book signing as well, so she's going to talk, she's going to be signing. And it's all part, by the way, Chatham that weekend is having its winter fest, so whilst you're over there, there'll be lots of other events to go to. So check it out. There's and the nice thing about this is, and it's worth mentioning, a portion of the proceeds is going to be donated to the Columbia Land Conservancy as well. So it's all for a good cause. That's Saturday, December the 8th at the Chatham Bookstore, starting around 4 o'clock in the afternoon, if you get a chance.
Well, you're at Kent, Connecticut for a holiday party on the 8th.
Yeah, this is, we've just been talking about birds, and this is the Wiantog Annual Meeting and Holiday Party. The annual meeting itself is from 3 o'clock till four, but then there's a big party at starting at 4 o'clock in the evening, and the program is going to include a whole series of bits and pieces of information about Wiantog's role as a regional conservation leader, they've made it's a big land preservation area. They've been adding to their land. They've made some important land acquisitions in 2018. They've also done a lot of partnership work with some peer organizations in the area. They've helped to establish the Berkshire Wildlife Linkage Area, which is very significant as well. But so if you're interested in Kent, in supporting land preservation and all the sort of things that are associated with that in the natural world, this is a really great way of finding out more and also enjoying some food and refreshments and holiday music as well. So that's at the Kent Community Center, 3 o'clock on Saturday, December the 8th.
Over to Ghent we go this holiday season.
Well, I think last week we talked about the fact that it's coming up to the to celebrate 200 years of Kinderhook, I think. That's coming up this year. Last year has been the 200th anniversary of Ghent. And Art Omai, starting on Saturday, December the 8th at 5 o'clock in the evening, is going to be having a big exhibition of portraits of 275 people who live in Ghent that were taken in 2018. So if you are a local person, you want to go along, and or even if you're not local, you just want to go along, find out more about the town of Ghent and what it's celebrating on its bicentennial, this is a great opportunity. It's all at Art Omai. It starts at 5 o'clock in the evening. And the exhibition is called All of Us, Portraits of the Ghent Bicentennial. So it's a lovely, and by the way, the exhibition will be on for a few weeks, actually, anyway. So if you miss the opening reception, there will be other opportunities to check out the exhibition as well. So it sounds a lovely little celebration of the bicentennial.
Well, caroling and sweets in Pittsfield doesn't sound too bad.
This is my wife's favorite. Every year we go along to the Colonial Theatre in Pittsfield, and try and take as many of the nieces and nephews as we can find, because they have the Christmas Carol, the play, which is put on. It starts on Saturday, December the 8th, and there's a big starting evening, and I'll talk about that. But it actually runs through December the 22nd. A Christmas Carol just never loses its sparkle. It's a tale that is relevant today in a sense about Ebenezer Scrooge and his reactions, and I think it's really lovely. But it starts, and they do a fantastic job at the Colonial Theatre with the play. Saturday, December the 8th, it's their opening evening, and it starts at 5:30, and they're going to be having live carolers. They're going to be all sorts of sweet treats and drinks. The drinks are before, during, and after the performance, and it sounds an absolutely lovely start off to the evening, to the run in the theatre. So, if you can't go on December the 8th, don't worry. Check out the website for details through December the 22nd, and we'll definitely be taking some of our relatives some evening.
And a favorite in this area, and that is the Great Barrington Holiday Shop Sip and Stroll is coming up.
Yeah, we talk about this every year. It's an opportunity. They do some great things because they have a character parade. They have these live window displays where people, you know, actually are live in the windows doing big display. There's a big K-ride. There are going to be this tree lighting and a menorah lighting and a wreath-making events and kids crafts, and it's all a great opportunity to get out and see the local stores. And this year there's a big holiday cocktail party at L'Atelier de Berkshire's, which is opposite Ward's Nursery down there. It's all on Saturday, December the 8th in Great Barrington. It starts at 3 o'clock in the evening, but it goes on till 8:30. And by the way, I'm going to mention as well that if you're going to be in Great Barrington that afternoon on Saturday, December the 8th, you can do your sipping and strolling and whatever it is. But at the Mahewi at 6 o'clock in the evening, there's a lovely concert from the Close Encounters with Music team. They've got a concert with Mozart and Schubert, which is called Marzipan and the Trout. So the whole team's going to be there. It's Schubert's joyous, really lovely trout quintet. Lots of catchy melodies in that one, actually. It's a lovely piece. And then there's Mozart's quartet in E flat major. It's going to be an all-star cast, which includes Yehuda Hanani, and various other people as well. So if you're in town in Great Barrington on Saturday the 8th for the Sip and Stroll, you can sip on over to the Mahewi at 6 o'clock for this Close Encounters with Music concert.
Back over the state line to Hudson, New York, we go on the 8th.
Yeah, we talked about the fact that Spotty Dogs and Books and Ale in Hudson has this great volume reading series. And on Saturday the 8th, they're having their sort of big year-end finale with their home team lineup. And they're going to be doing all sorts of readings and performances as well. This week it's actually all in support of the Upper Hudson Planned Parenthood organization as well. And the readers include Kate Hewitt, Anna Victoria, Danny French, and a number of other people as well. So Spotty Dogs Books and Ale is good fun any night of the week, but on Saturday, December the 8th, it should be a great evening. It starts at 7 o'clock in the evening.
Wow, we're going back and forth, up and down, over and out. We'll go back to New Preston for their winter walk on the 9th.
Yes. Well, you got to get out and about this time of year, and New Preston always does a wonderful winter walk. The stores, this is actually the ninth one. So the stores really get well organized with all sorts of gifts and antiques and holiday decorations, local foods. There's usually a big bonfire in front of Pergola in New Preston. There's going to be hot cider, and there's around, and then the Northwest Jazz Collective is going to be performing as well. So all sorts of different activities going on. That's Sunday afternoon, December the 9th. It starts at 1 o'clock and runs till 4 o'clock, but the local stores will really be up and running for that as well. So really fascinating.
And we will wrap up a busy week with an afternoon with Sally and James Taylor.
Yeah, well, this one's going to get a lot of publicity, but I thought I'd mention it as well, because on Sunday afternoon up in North Adams at Mass Mocha, they're having this really fantastic one afternoon only performance. There'll be 900 people who can get into the show only. It's all to benefit the arts education at Mass Mocha, and it's Sally Taylor, who's had a big exhibition on there this year, and she's going to be performing with her dad, James Taylor, as well. And that starts at 3 o'clock on Sunday, December the 9th. But obviously, you're going to have to check out all the details online and definitely buy your tickets, because this is going to be really popular. So that's up at Mass Mocha, 3 o'clock on Sunday, December the 9th.
And that wraps up another very busy week. Mark, we'll check in with you next week.
Lovely. I look forward to it as always, Marshall.